Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Show. We'd really like to give a shout-out to everyone at Blog Talk Radio for featuring our show on Wednesday with Kate Chaplin. We have skyrocketed all the way to the number 4 position in film on Blog Talk Radio with that show, with thousands and thousands of people downloading. So congratulations to Kate Chaplin and Amy Pozak in Indiana for their new independent movie, Ingenue, and much continued success to you. And I know all of our fans are listening and following along there. And I also want to give a quick shout-out to everybody, we have 506 new members in the Best Ever You Network now. So that's at besteveryou.com. You can go there. You can join. Great people in there. There's authors, doctors, experts, you name it. There are so many people in there to help you be your best. And it's besteveryou.com. It's free to join. It works a lot like Facebook, where you can add friends and so forth, but it also has a blogging function, and then it's got access to all the different things, including our event, Motivation Marathon, which is at motivationmarathon.com. So, all right, those are my plugs, and now we're going to move on to, we've got the CEO with us of Whitening Lightning. We have Jennifer Gerard with us, and I am so blessed and honored to have you with us. How are you today, Jennifer?
I am doing excellent, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's neat because you and I have never really met or spoken or anything. I think we've actually given away Whitening Lightning kits on besteveryou.com on our giveaway section, but we've never actually met or talked. So I'm so honored and thrilled to have you here, and I'd love to just spend the hour introducing our listeners to who you are and what you do. So I'll be quiet and you just talk. How's that sound?
For a whole hour.
For a whole hour.
That's a whole lot of me.
Yeah.
Well, as you said, I am the president and CEO of Whitening Lightning. My name is Jennifer Gerard, and I started my company about 2.5 years ago, and just really needed to do something different with my life. And I was running a little service where I went to people's homes and offices and whitened their teeth, and I had come up with this little product, this whitening pen that people would use after the treatment, and people just fell in love with those whitening pens. And before I knew it, I'd be going to networking events and stuff in town, and people would be saying, "Hey, you got any of those whitening pens on you?" And I'd be selling them out of my purse like a drug dealer or something. And so I just thought, you know what, we just need to take this worldwide, and that's what we've done.
How interesting. So are you a dentist?
I am not a dentist.
Cool.
Believe it or not, most dentists know very little about life painting.
Well,
some do.
Yeah, no, you know, it's usually a special group that you have to go into to do dentistry. I was just curious if you were a dentist because of teeth and everything. So how did you connect the dots for us? How did you get interested in doing this in the first place?
Well, I actually had a partner from a previous business approach me about our original teeth whitening business. And, you know, he says, "Well, what do you think about starting a teeth whitening business?" And I said, "Well, gosh, you know, I don't know. You got to stick your hands in people's mouths and stuff. And yuck, I don't think I could do that. You really want to do that?" And he said, "Sure." So, again, whitening was born from there. And, the business wasn't for him. He cut out relatively early, but he was the one that got me started. You know, God's kind of funny. He has a way of just taking you where he wants to take you and putting things in your path when they're the right thing for you.
So tell us, tell us what, how you came, so is this your actual idea, this whitening pen? or is it somebody else's product? Is it something you designed and developed? And, you know, are you there brewing up whitening in your office, or how does it go?
Well, it started with just, doing some different formulations and trying some different things. And of course I had, great friends and customers that played guinea pig to me. And as time's gone on, everything kind of stemmed out of the whitening tin. And we now have a full line of products, including an all-natural botanical product. And that is a huge seller already. So, we just kind of go where the market takes us. And anytime I see something that I think is really cool, even if it's not teeth whitening, I'll add it to our line.
Huh. How neat. Yeah, you can visit her website at... I'll say it and then we'll spell it, but it's whiteninglightning.com, and that's spelled whiteninglightning.com. And you can follow her on Facebook at that same thing, and then follow her on Twitter. Her Twitter is whitening and then LTNING. So you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you can just, search Whitening Lightning and it all comes up. But I'm curious, it sounds like you were supposed to be an attorney in the first place. It sounds like you had your sights set on law school.
I did, yes. That's what I wanted to do when I was younger. And I got sidetracked by a career in sales, and never did end up finishing my initial goal. But I'm glad, sales is for me. I need to be around people. I'm not good at being mean. That's a good lawyer. Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Do you, where we're going with that is I love leaps of faith where people end up doing something they never would have thought of that they would ever end up doing.
Yes. Well, that's definitely me. If you would have asked me, 4 or 5 years ago where I thought I'd be, this would be the last place I thought I would, the last thing I think I would be doing. But that's what makes it fun and exciting. And I truly love what I do. I get to coach entrepreneurs in my spare time, which is amazing, And I get to spend a lot of time with my friends and, people who matter to me. So that, I think, is really the freedom and the time that you get from being in business for yourself really is huge.
Add to this for me. In your bio, it says you started a highly successful, we know that already, Whitening Lightning is a mobile teeth whitening service in L.A. Within 2 years, you saw your business reach record internet sales with the introduction of your product, your flagship product, really, the Whitening Lightning Super Booster Teeth Whitening Pen. Most people, when you think of whitening your teeth, you think of going into the dentist with goggles and equipment in your mouth and then protecting your gums and then lasering your teeth or big trays of, whitening bleach and little goop and stuff like that. Do you still have to do that? Does this replace that? Does this add to it? What do you do?
No, I only have one product that even utilizes a tray. I'm not a believer in trays at all. I think they're too messy. I also think they make your teeth too sensitive, because you're exposing your gum to this gel that is basically, bleaching. And it's bleaching your gum, and it makes your teeth sensitive as your gum starts to recede. So I'm not a big believer in trays. The reason that people love these whitening pens and the reason, of course, that they've gone crazy around the country and around the world is because they're so easy. You can stick it in your purse. It's the size of a regular pen. And if you go out to lunch and you have 3 cups of iced tea and you feel guilty, you can paint a little on your teeth in the car on the way home. And, most of my clients use it at night before they go to bed, and it whitens your teeth while you sleep. There's no, it doesn't taste nasty. You don't drool all over your pillow. And basically after 2 or 3 minutes, you forget it's there and you just go to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth like usual. And so it's just easy and it's clean. And I think that's why people are so crazy about them.
And, how white? Do you mean, movie star white?
Well, it really depends on the person, because everyone has a natural shade, and that natural shade is basically you'll see it when your teeth come in first as an adult. So, you know, when you're 11 to 13 and you're first getting your, you know, full mouthful of adult teeth, you really get an idea of how white your teeth can be. And what happens is over time, because we eat berries and people smoke and drink wine and coffee, and believe it or not, teas and sodas can be much worse, especially iced teas and things like that because you drink so much of it. So, you know, over time, your teeth just stain. And so the idea behind using our products is getting your teeth to the best that they can be. And that was why I was excited about being on your show, Elizabeth, because the best ever you, that's really what we're about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's making people the best that they can be. You don't want to have teeth like that episode of Friends, you know, where Ross got his teeth whitened and he was glowing in the dark. Really, you can't do that without removing the enamel anyways. But it's just so important for, you know, for you to look the best that you can and for you to really be able to smile with confidence.
Yeah. And without Photoshop. You can't Photoshop your teeth white in real life. You know, if you've got yellow teeth, Photoshop's great for print or for whatever. But if people see you in person and they're yellow, they're yellow. So a pretty interesting product. Does it take – so let's say I've actually never tried the product either. But so let's say you gave me a pen and I put it on my two front teeth. Would my two front teeth be whiter than the rest of my teeth? Is that how, I mean, do you have to put it on all of your teeth, the top teeth, one tooth? You know, does it matter?
That's the fantastic thing about the pens. I'm so glad you asked that. And we need to fix it. You're not using my product.
Yeah.
Just because you're on radio doesn't mean you don't need pretty teeth. So
exactly.
So you can put it. A lot of people use them because they have areas that stain more than other areas, and they don't want to work their whole mouth at one time. So when I use it, sometimes I use it only on a couple of teeth that get a little bit more yellow around the gum line on the bottom, you know, where you can really see it. And so you can use it however it suits you. And that's another nice thing is that, you know, aside from being portable and not messy, it's really designed for each person to use how they want to use it. You know, sometimes I do all my teeth in the front. You know, I hardly ever do the back ones anymore because people really don't see them and they're pretty white. But, you know, sometimes I've got a little stain forming on one and maybe I'll just do that one.
Mm-hmm.
You can really decide. And you can also do your veneers with them.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yeah, I know a lot of people who have veneers and they're always wondering, now on top of having veneers, you have to get those whitened too. It's like, oh my gosh, that's funny.
Well, yeah, and if you go to a dentist, they'll tell you, you can't whiten your veneers, which, you know, to some extent is true. But really, all teeth whitening is stain removal. Because there's really no such thing as changing the color of your teeth. Your teeth are the color that they are underneath the stain. So it's really stain removal. It just doesn't sound as pretty as teeth whitening.
Yeah.
And
my teeth are pretty white myself, and probably about 5 years ago now, I went in and they said, well, your teeth don't need to be whitened. They don't, you know, they're just white. Because I don't smoke. I don't drink tea. I don't, you know, my teeth are just kind of normal the way they are. And they decided to whiten two teeth, and it's like one third tooth in on each side. You know, those two that always get darker in a girl's mouth. We always have. It's like one, two, three. It's the third one from the front going back.
Yes, I have the exact same problem, Pete.
Those two teeth. I asked my sister's husband is a dentist, and I'm like, gosh, you know, those two teeth, they're yellower than the rest. Why is that? And he said that's just kind of a natural thing. Particularly in women to have those two teeth darker for some reason. I have no idea why. And so I had two teeth whitened like 5 years ago, and I could not believe the production involved with whitening two teeth and how I couldn't eat after like 3 days, and I could only eat white food for 3 days. My teeth were so sensitive and everything. It was wild.
Yikes. Yeah, that's pretty common. A lot of people complain about that process. It is lengthy. And, you know, and it can be really painful, if not during the process, a lot of times after.
Yeah.
You know?
But it was laser. It was like a almost being under a UV light. It was like UV lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't really anything they applied to my teeth. They did, like, do a protective layer of something over my gums. But I must have looked like a creepy monster. Like, and there was my gum, my mouth pushed back on each side and goggles on. And And I remember somebody handing me one of the first little, I don't even know what they're called now. It's not an iPad, it's not an iTouch, but the littler one. It plays all the music. What's it even called now? I can't remember.
Oh, iPod?
Yeah, an iPod. No one ever says iPod anymore. It's funny. And, you know, I was sitting there for like an hour getting my two teeth whitened, and it was ridiculous. But so this would cure that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know that it's there.
And it was freaky expensive too. It was hundreds of dollars to just do a few teeth. How much is your product?
My whitening pens they're $79 retail, and we offer a lot of different discounts and things for people as well. And then we have a full kit that's similar to what you would get done at the dentist, only you do it at home, and it's three full treatments. For $3.99, so that's a really good deal too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you hit it right on the head with the laser. That UV light. If you ever think about when you have gone to the beach or whatever and got a sunburn, you don't necessarily feel it right then and there. You know, you go home and later on at night, all of a sudden it starts to burn.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the same thing that happens inside of your mouth when you know, when you go and get that type of whitening service. We have a home kit that utilizes an LED light, so it doesn't do any of those things, but it offers the same results.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Now, not to put you on the spot or anything, but would you ever give away anything to any listeners or anything like that?
Oh, let's
do
it now.
Do you want to? Like if we have, if somebody listens to the show and maybe comments or shares it, or how do you want to do that? You want to give away one thing or two things, or what do you want to do? Could be kind
of
fun.
If your show, you decide, I'll tell you what, I've got two celebrity gift bags sitting here that I was getting ready to ship out. So you tell me where to ship them, and I'll ship them, and I'll make new ones for my celebrity clients.
So we'll do two. So, let's say that give us a, how about they like your Facebook page?
Beautiful.
Let's do that. They like your Facebook page and maybe throw in a comment or share the show or do something. Get our attention. Show us your teeth. Show what needs to be whitened or something. And we'll, how's that sound? We'll do two celebrity gifts. And does that include like one of the pens and things like that so people could actually use the product?
Yeah, it's actually got a little bit of everything that we make. Our all natural pen, our super booster pen, our dialed smile kit, our lighted lip gloss, and those are a huge hit. Everybody loves those. And then we have a brand new product that isn't even on our website yet. It's a brow kit to help you get perfect brows.
Eyebrows. Boy, yeah. You've got the tricks, don't you? How did you learn all this stuff? Is it just from being in Los Angeles and being around it and so forth? Because, you know, you're touching on things that just notoriously irritate women. Between eyebrows and yellow teeth.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is that our company, you know, started out as a whitening company, but we became more about problem solving. And so it's really just about, just about seeing something and saying, wow, you know what, that's cool. Or wouldn't it be cool if? And we try to design all of our products around that. So this brow kit is a huge hit. We did our Emmy gifting suite on Wednesday, and the celebrities were going out of their minds for the brow kit. So we're super excited to introduce that. And my lip glosses are a huge hit already with Hollywood. So, you know, you go to a club, you want to be able to see what you're doing.
So you open it
up, it's got a light, a mirror, and I use mine to check my teeth for salad after I eat, too. You never know.
Tell me what this is. Okay, so let's go through very clearly all of your different products. I mean, I think that would be really genius. For those not familiar with everything that you do, because I know I was like, okay, we're going to talk about teeth whitening for a while, but I'm hearing lip glosses and things like that. Let's go through them. Okay, what's the lip gloss? What's it called and what is it?
It's called Color Your Smile.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. It's a very high-grade gloss. With a built-in plumper, but, you know, most plumpers burn and sting. Yeah, so this one uses collagen peptides, so the collagen peptides are more of a slow-acting plumper. You know, most of those, the peppers and things, what they do basically is make your lip mad, so your lip gets a little fat. And this is more of a plumping treatment, And when you open it up, there's a light in the handle and a mirror on the side of the container so that when you point the wand towards your mouth, it lights up your mouth. And then you can look in the mirror to see what you're doing.
Oh, that's so
clever. They're just ingenious. And right now, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, all of our lip glosses are 50% off if someone goes to the website and uses the code PINK50. And from all of those sales, $1 will be donated to Susan G. Coleman.
Okay, so PINK50 at whiteninglightning.com. For lip gloss.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun. Now, did you think of that? Were you like, you know, I'm in the dark here and I can't see my lips and I'm trying to put lip gloss on and be all cute and hot, and so I need a light on this?
Well, the containers have been around for a long time.
I think that's so clever. I'm so old. I think I'm showing my age and how many kids I have. Because, like, I need to be at a club. I feel like I need to go to a club with some lip gloss.
I'm going to tell you, you'd think that it would only be good for club goers, you know. But
yeah.
every time my friends pick up a set of these, they come back the next week and say, oh, you know, my daughter stole the tan one, or my girlfriend stole the red one, and you know, they saw and they just had to have it. Can I get another one? And that happens to me all the time. I used mine at Mastro's one night, and I almost got mobbed. And it was funny. It was mint who came running over and say, oh, my God, I got to use that for my girlfriend. She would love that. That's so cool.
Oh,
and I don't know if you've ever been to Mastro's, but it's dark as can be in there. Right?
Yeah.
You can't see it.
How great is that? What a cool business you have. I'm loving this. And I'm trying to figure out again, how did you get started doing this for real? What was the moment? We'll go back to your products here in a minute. We're doing lip gloss. We're talking about that. But as I'm thinking, just like, how did you start all this? Because there are so many people who, you know, want to own businesses or want to turn a hobby into a business or something like that. What was the moment, other than the friend helping, that you just said, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do this instead, for real? I mean, was there a moment you had or something that happened or anything?
Well, there actually was. It was something that happened months before I started my business. But, you know, the job that I had in corporate America was just, you know, I was so sick of being around negative people. And I would go to work and go to the bathroom and cry. Like, nobody had said anything to me or anything. I just couldn't stand to be there.
Yeah.
And I was having panic attacks and everything else. And I just said, you know what, this is no way to live. You know, 41 years old. You know, I looked back and I had devoted my whole life to my career, and, you know, my company didn't care about me. They didn't care about where I was going or what would happen to me later in life. All they wanted to do was, what have you done for me lately? And so, you know, I just made that decision that I couldn't live like that anymore. And I really, at that point, didn't care what happened to me. I had no fear of failing at anything that I did. And, you know, when I coach entrepreneurs, that's the key thing that I tell them, people who are starting a business. You know, just believe in yourself and don't be afraid to fail. And I think if you do those two things, you can't fail.
Yeah, and you learn when you do fail, because you do. There are things, and I don't mean fail in the profound sense of closing up your business or anything like that. I mean more like little mistakes and bumps you have along the way. You definitely learn from those things. When you misstep, and, you know, it could be a big one or a little misstep, you know, you just learn from it. And the beauty of kind of owning a small business, I think, is that you can react and respond quickly to anything that you do, and you can anticipate things a little bit easier since it's smaller. But you're going to, I don't think you're so small anymore. How many people work for you? You're not doing all this by yourself, are you?
No, I have 11 employees and hundreds of affiliates that, you know, that promote my products. So yeah, we're not small anymore, but we still run like a family business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting though, because we talk a lot on Best Ever You about leaps of faith, where you're having that moment and you're in that. In fact, we have a blog called, you know, Life Sucking Jobs. It's on besteveryou.com, and you know, my co-host Katie Eastman, we've been there. We've sat there, you know, just like you did, and cried at that job. Or, you know, in my case, I had two children and was traveling all around the country for my job, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to be home with my kids and miss it. I'm going to miss it if I don't do something differently. And then I ended up having two more babies and kind of being at-home mom and things like that, but wanting to kind of go back to work. So, you know, there's a, you know, huge story. But I think so many people have those stories where they just about face and do something completely different than what they're doing.
Yes. And I mean, speaking for myself, I am the American dream personified. You know, I started a little business with $3,000 and, you know, our first year we sold well over $1 million. And yeah. I don't really know how that happened. I give a lot of credit to my creator, but I would say that if it can happen for me, it can happen for anybody.
Yeah. I'd love to kind of promote that show like this too, because I was waiting for you to say it. I'm like, you know, I was going to be like, you know, did this make you a millionaire? And I already, you can tell it has, probably many times over even at this point. Were you before? Did you have that much, I guess, money and success before in the other job too? So this was just no big whoop, or were you struggling in that? You know, how did that go? I mean, have you all, you know what I mean? Because people kind of want to know, when they start a business, do you think it's going to be a hobby or do you think it's really going to make money? You know,
yeah.
Those kinds of things, especially if you have a family to support or a mortgage or things like that. People get scared to make those choices.
Yeah. I think with a hobby, you know, versus a business, you have to really make that decision up front, you know, about whether it's going to be a hobby or whether it's going to be a business, because that is the one thing that can hold you back, you know, when you kind of, oh, you've got a great idea, but you want to do a little bit here and a little bit there, and, you know, whatever you do, you really have to, put your full force into it, you know. And
yeah.
I would say that in the past, I have always made good money, which is what, you know, derailed me from law school. But, you know, this economy in the last year, thank God for this terrible economy. You know, you really have to say thank you for your struggle, because they really do lead you to where you're supposed to be. So, you know, the last couple of years in my corporate job, I was struggling, and I went through all of my savings. When I had my little mini breakdown where I walked out of my job, I was in danger of losing my house. But I was in bad shape, you know, financially. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at that point, it didn't even matter to me. When I got to the point where I just didn't care, and I said, you know what, God, just let me make enough to pay my bills. I don't need to live in a fancy house. I don't need to drive a fancy car. You know, I just wanted to be around positive, good people who cared about me and didn't want to use me for, you know, for what I would give them or what they could get from me. And I didn't care about any of that. And then all of this got, you know, just got dropped on me. Such a huge blessing. And, you know, like I said, if it can happen for me, it really can happen for anybody. And,
sure.
You know, your fortunes can change overnight.
Anything can change. And, I mean, it doesn't even have to be overnight. It can moment by moment. You have really, technically, you really have no clue what's going to happen to you from moment to moment. So, you know, no one's entitled to another moment, that's for sure. But I thank you for making yourself a little bit vulnerable to us, to share with us that, because I know there are a lot of people are very live in fear instead of courage and are scared, you know, and some of it's probably fairly real. You know, there probably is some legitimate fear to just quitting a job and starting a business or something like that. But isn't it neat how... I know that's what I did with Best Ever You. I don't know if you know that or not, but I was a vice president of a financial company. And I was basically in a boxing ring with people fighting, and I was in the middle of it every day, hours, even at home and whatever. And I just said, you know, I sat in my office and I was crying. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do this. I cannot do this anymore. I know we need this paycheck and whatever, but I can't do this anymore. And I said, there's got to be something better. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I sat down and I started writing and I wrote out the whole plan for Best Ever You right there in my office. And so, and I mean, I quit that job to do this, and it's been like, we're on our fifth year now. And so I know exactly what you're talking about, but I think it's so cool that you've done this in like, what'd you say, 2.5 years?
Yeah,
I mean, you're killing it. It's so cool.
And you know what? You're so smart. You wrote a plan.
I was
afraid to write a plan, you know, and I just thought, you know what? I'll write a plan when I actually know where I'm going.
You know,
I really didn't have any idea.
Well, it certainly wasn't any plan. People laughed at my plan. You know, it certainly wasn't any plan you could take to a bank and get funding. Right? You know, no big dramatic thing. But it was, if you look at the plan, I'll send you a copy of what the plan looked like, because it's like pick and scratch scribbles of what I wanted the website to kind of look like, and I'm the worst artist ever. And oh, you should see it. It's hysterical. The initial plans for Best Ever You are hilarious. But isn't it, you know, I just want to reiterate to people, and really this moment right here, draw upon the strength, because when you take that leap of faith, look at how different your life is.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I always tell people, if you can dream it, you can do it. So, but I think these last 2 years, like the economy being what it is, and, you know, the job situations being what they are, people are getting squeezed to do a lot more for a lot less. You know, I think it just beats you down to the point where you don't want to dream anymore. You're afraid to. And, you know, I honestly don't know at what point along the way, I can honestly say that I didn't even dream for what I got. You know, all I cared for was, you know, just being able to support myself and, you know, having a good positive environment to be around. But apparently that breeds more positive environment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to your product. So we've got this amazing lip gloss called Color Your Smile. And if you go to Jennifer's website, whiteninglightning.com, and order any of that and enter the code PINK50, you donate, what did you say, $1 to Susan G. Komen Foundation? Right?
Yes, and you get 50% off the price of the gloss.
And 50% off. Okay, next product. What's the next thing you wanted to talk about? Because these are neat products.
Well, we talked about the Super Booster pens. I've got a brand new whitening pen that we just introduced this year, and it's a all-natural whitening pen. A lot of people have very, very sensitive teeth and are terribly afraid to whiten. My Super Booster pens don't cause teeth sensitivity, but a lot of times people just won't even get near it because they've been to the dentist and done that, or they've used white strips and it's made their teeth sensitive. So, and the Zero White Pen is the name of it. It actually appeals to somebody who's looking for something a little more natural, doesn't want to use chemicals, and it works just as well as the Super Booster. It takes a little bit longer because it works differently than the Super Booster, but I love that pen. I use it now because I just love the way the gel tastes. Matter of fact, I brush with the gel every day.
So, okay. And what's it called again? Super Booster.
Zero White. Booster is my primary pen,
right?
And then the Zero White is the all natural.
And are you saying Zero White?
Zero, yeah, like the number.
Zero. Like the number zero. Okay, Zero White. All right, and then what else have you got?
Our Dial-A-Smile Professional Whitening Kit would be one of our most popular products. It's the equivalent of going to the dentist and getting that painful all-afternoon treatment. Only you can do it in 20 minutes at your house, and you can do it while you do laundry. I've done it while I'm getting ready to go to parties. I mean, literally, as I'm drying my hair, I'm whitening my teeth. You can do it while you answer your email, you know, whatever it is. And it only takes 20 minutes, and it's painless. And it comes with 3 treatments in the box. So you can use it once, put it in the fridge, use it 6 months later, and use it 6 months again, and you've got a whole year's worth of whitening.
Huh, neat. Now, describe to me what people are doing with your products to whiten their teeth. Are they just simply putting this on their teeth and going about their merry way, or is there some, you know, does it too involve a tray or a strip or something like that? What are we actually doing to our teeth?
Well, with the pens, you're just painting it on, and usually you'll use those at bedtime. So you paint it on and just go to bed, and it'll work while you sleep. I use mine sometimes when I go out to do water aerobics and things like that, because the sun will actually activate the gel. But the kits are, you do have to put something in your mouth, but it's just a light. So what you do is you paint the gel on, and then you pop the light in your mouth, and, you know, you don't have to hold it there, so your hands are free to do whatever, you know, whatever you want to do. And you know, you probably don't want to go too far in case you drool a little bit, but within reason, you can do just about anything while you're whitening your teeth. And again, it's only a 20-minute process.
Huh, neat. Okay. So then now you're doing eyebrows, because eyebrows are very frustrating to – have you ever – I know my ex-husband – I never call him ex-husband, his spouse, formerly known as Michael. He had a great guy. He had a unibrow in, like, eighth grade, so he narrowed his eyebrows.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, my God. I've seen girls do no, that's a boy. I mean, I think, you know, boys do funny things with their eyebrows. I know I've got one kiddo with kind of bushy eyebrows. I've seen girls do pluck their eyebrows so much they don't have them. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and as we age, they do thin out a little bit.
Yes, they do.
And that's the problem. So I used to pencil mine, and the problem is that, you know, I sweat. And so I live in Southern California, it's hot here. I pencil in my brow and go out, and, you know, the first time you touch your face, half of your brow is gone. And
I'm from California, too. I know. You know, like, what's that running down your face? That's my eyebrow.
That's my eyebrow. That's your eyebrow. And, you know, it's funny. The other day when I was doing our celebrity event, I cannot tell you how many celebrities told me they hairspray their brows. And what I used to use the Clinique powder.
Yeah.
And then I would use dental wax. Because if you rub dental wax, you know, I put a little friction on it, it gets soft enough that you could just hand put it over the brows. And so that's kind of how the brow kit was born. The chemist who formulates all of my products was over one day, and we were kind of doing like we're doing. We were having a great girl talk, and we were brainstorming for some ideas for some new products. And I ran upstairs and got my morning makeup box, and I brought it down, and we started going through it, and she says, "Well, what is this?" That's how I do my brows. And I showed her, and she's like, "Oh, you know, we could make that." And I said, "We could." And she says, "Yes, okay, let's do it. You know, let's get on it." So it's two powders. And so you have a lighter color and a darker color. So you can either use one or the other and or blend. And then you just put the wax over top, and the wax will hold it in place. So, like, I have a part on my right brow down at the end that has to be drawn in.
Yep.
And yeah. So the powder sticks to those little baby hairs really well. And then you put the wax over top, and it'll stay on all day. So I don't lose my brows anymore. And it's so funny, but people go, "Oh, you have such great brows." I'm like, "Oh, no, my brows are so jacked up, but I just use a good product." So
this is funny. That's interesting, because I've always drawn them and hairsprayed them.
Yeah, I've heard that. So much.
Yeah, especially mine are, I have really full eyebrows. You know, I pluck them a little bit here and there, but like as a kid, I used to get so mad because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't sit there and pluck your eyebrows, you know, when you're 10 or 12
right.
or whatever, and I had biggest bushy eyebrows. And every school picture of me, my eyebrow, one eyebrow would be, the hair would be down or up or weird or something. So I got into a habit as a really little kid, I swear, of, like, swathing my eyebrows. I've always taken a shot of hairspray and rubbed, you know, like a finger over my eyebrows so that they didn't move out of place.
See, I must not be that smart, because I never thought of that. I've used clear mascara, and then, like I said, I had a little dental wax from a filling that fell out. You know, the dentist said, "Okay, go get some dental wax and stick it in the hole, you know, until you can get in here." And so I just had seen the dental wax one day, and I thought, well, that would be interesting. So
that's a great idea.
Know, it's all about problem solving. So,
Yeah,
I've got a couple new products in the works that I'm working on, too, because I know a lot of women don't like to wear makeup. You know, since I left my corporate job, I almost never wear it anymore, but you know, you still want it.
I love makeup. I don't think I would ever not wear makeup. I mean, I love makeup. I love makeup and I love hair. In fact, I always say on Best Ever You that, you know, we spend so much time focused on our outward appearance that we also need to spend some time focused on our, you know, inward heart and eating right, nutrition, and you know, all of the things that keep you alive in order to put makeup on and do your hair and whiten your teeth and do your eyebrows. Because if you don't focus on some of the things that keep you healthy, you know, you're not going to be around.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, just to segue into that for a little bit, because, you know, just so we don't sound so superficial, because I am getting a little bit scared that, you know, people are going to know that I hairspray my eyebrows. Yes, I do.
Hey, they know I had a breakdown, so your eyebrows are nothing.
Hey, you know, we've all had breakdowns. It's okay. We're good. But what do you do on a daily basis to keep yourself healthy? Do you, you know, are you, what are some of the things about you? Because, you know, I think it's just interesting from a CEO standpoint. You know, I think, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 7 years from now, even 2 years from now, people are going to be, okay, yeah, that's Jennifer Gerard, and that's the CEO of blah, 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 blah. And, you know, who knows what you're going to do. And so from a CEO standpoint, with all the stress and craziness and activity and things like that, what are you doing to keep yourself all healthy? What do you do?
Well, I do a few things. I drink the Kangen water, which is huge. I didn't realize how toxic my body was until I started drinking it. I use a liquid mineral mm-hmm. that you know, really boosts your supplements. I walk on my treadmill every day, although I have to say I've really gone nuts with the ice cream this summer and I've gained some weight.
I have a real big issue with ice cream. I do. Chocolate ice cream is my friend. Ugh.
Well, my boyfriend was out of town for 2 months, so you know.
Oh,
I hit the bucket. I drowned my sorrows in the 31 flavors. So, you know, but I do hit my treadmill. I do hit my treadmill every day, you know, for half an hour. I believe, I don't know if you've ever read a book called The Slight Edge, but
yeah.
it's by Jeff Olson, and he's just amazing. And it's all about doing little things every day and how those little things add up to big things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, while I might have gained some weight, I know that if I continue to do the right things every day, that it'll definitely,
yeah.
you know, come off eventually. I'm not going to lose 20 pounds overnight, but it'll happen.
Oh, that's such a girl thing. You know, I'm known for losing 20, gaining 30, losing 40, gaining 50, losing 10, gaining 5. You know, I'm a yo-yoer of biblical proportions.
I thought it was just me. Yeah.
Oh, no. And I mean, really, I will, sometimes you'll see me and I'll be like, and my mom will go, oh my God, too skinny. And then she'll see me go, eating ice cream again, are you, honey? You know, kind of thing or whatever, you know, but you know, they love me and who cares, but sometimes you'll see me and I'm a size 4 and other times I'm a size 12 and it just depends on what I'm doing. And I'm not very tall either. I'm 5'3" and not very tall or anything. And it is what it is. But it's been one of my goals.
If we could get on opposite schedules, we could share clothes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If you could be thin when I'm big, you know, I could give you my big clothes. And then when I'm thin, I can have your little clothes.
You should see my closet. It's a collection of everything. Just kind of some stuff's in bins. And it's very funny. But anyway, this past year, since January 23rd, I have been on a no sugar kick. I have eliminated sugar from my diet. No, seriously. I don't know how much time we have. God, we're talking. We're not even talking about you. I'm sorry.
You know what? We should talk about this. This is really important.
Well, this
you know,
is.
I have a family full of diabetics. I am the only person in my family that is not diabetic.
Yeah, well, I have a family full of diabetics, too, and it's scary if you're into ice cream and things like that. But since January 23rd, I'll show you my blog, I have eliminated sugar from my diet. And I got to tell you, the first 2 weeks of eliminating sugar from my diet, I've never done drugs, but I imagine it's got to be pretty similar to what it must be like coming out of drug addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I was shaking and I was sweating and I had migraines and I was craving and, oh, it was awful. Probably for like the first 2 days were brutal. The first week was brutal. The first 2 weeks less brutal. And as a month, it was probably a month of just complete like torture.
Yeah. Did you have the headache?
Oh, yeah.
That constant headache for like 2 weeks? Yeah.
Headache so bad that you'd have to dip back into the chocolate to get rid of the headache. Only in less of quantity kind of thing. Really bad headaches. And but since January, and I got to tell you, everything has just evened out? Any kind of menopausal, any kind of anything going on? Because I'm about to be 43 here in 10 days.
I'm 44 now.
Yep, and so anything, but the and then I've added just simply walking 30 to 40 minutes a day. Just that's it. Mm-hmm. And I'm holding steady at a size 8. So
I've
gone down from
you.
A 12 to an 8. And I like to get skinnier than that, but people hate the word skinnier, but healthier or whatever. But I wonder if you should try that with me. Maybe we'll keep going or something. I'll show you what I've been doing and stuff. It's hard,
I would love to do that. And, you know, my boyfriend is an absolute Adonis. And, you know, he likes a girl that's a little generous in the caboose. And unfortunately, all my generosity is around my gut. So, his body he's got the most perfect body of any man I've ever seen on television, in a magazine. I'm not kidding. And
I want to be that way. Like, I want to be buff. And I don't know. I used to be a gymnast forever and ever and ever. And I used to have every muscle defined in me and, you know, everything. And after having kids, I just am not. And I kind of actually ache a little bit and everything, but a lot of the ache was coming from sugar.
I'm sure that that's very true. And I know that my body doesn't respond well to sugar because of the diabetes in my family. Like, it is absolutely raging. My father died from it at 61.
Yeah, my dad has had strokes, and it's awful,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, my dad,
it's
my
really,
grandfather.
Really,
yeah.
Is. And I highly recommend this Kangen water if you're not drinking it. It's high alkaline, and it really does help get those toxins out of your body. I detox, for like 5 weeks. And, you know, I get massaged 3 times a week, and that's kind of one of the ways that I relieve stress and take care of myself. And she's so gentle. She says, you just got just toxins coming loose everywhere.
Yeah. But, well, a lot of it, if you're eating ice cream and things like that, I mean, that's my, I love ice cream, and I love chocolate chips, like you make chocolate chip cookies with, you know, the chocolate chips.
Yes.
I traded in my chocolate chips for carrots, even though those have a little bit of sugar, too.
Yeah.
Or just something else to, you know, whatever it is.
I like pea pods.
Yeah,
I can eat
anything.
Pea pods instead of candy all day long.
Yeah, anything other
sure.
than candy or sugar or whatever, but very interesting. What's the name of the water? What is it called?
Kangen. It's K-A-N-G-E-N. I'll have to email you the link to where I got my machine. The thing is absolutely, you know, you have to get used to using it, but they have an acid water that you use on your hair, and you love hair. This makes my hair like silk.
Cool.
And I just use it on the rinse cycle. And, of course, you know, you can't really heat up in the tub, so it's, you know, kind of cold when you pour it over. But totally worth it because it really makes your hair nice.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because I can't wait to see what you do with, you know, you're a problem solver. It's very clear talking to you. Anthony Turk said we were going to absolutely totally love each other, so it's funny. You guys are two people's pods. Yeah, I do, too. I love him, too. But, you know, you solve the problem with the lip gloss burn. You've solved the problem with teeth whitening. You solved the problem with brows. I am so excited to hear what you're going to do with hair. I cannot wait because getting off sugar was my hair solution because my hair was kind of falling out and brittle and just grody and wouldn't grow or anything. And since I'm off sugar, you should see my hair. It's past my bra, and it's all pretty with the blonde and the dark and the everything in it, and it's thick.
Yeah, mine too. And I think the water had a lot to do with thickening it back up. There was a time when I lived in Northern California, and you don't realize how much the elements we work against you. But when I moved back to Southern California from Northern California, no one could believe how thick my hair was. And I lived in Santa Cruz, so there was no smog, you know, no extreme temperature, and a lot less, you know, just a lot less environmental impact. And in the 5 or 6 years since I've been back, my hair is starting to get a little thinner again. And, last time I saw Anthony, he actually asked me if I had hair extensions. And I said, no, that's
all me. I love hair extensions, too. But yeah. Well, you know, that's so interesting. And that's the huge thing about sugar, too, is I know I'm going to get this wrong, but, like, when it enters your bloodstream, it changes the pH balance of everything, and it depletes your blood of oxygen and all this crazy stuff that just brews inflammation and then followed by disease. And it's like, you know, they it's like sugar, 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 sugar. Everything points back to sugar, they're saying. And I don't know whether it's true or not, but I just know my body, my personal body off of sugar is a totally different critter than my body on sugar.
Oh, mine too, for absolute sure. And like I said, for me, it's just a loss of focus. I love food. I'm not going to lie. I love steak. I love cheeseburgers.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love french fries.
I'm a
I love
pizza
sweets.
Girl and chocolate
and
ice cream.
My BFF, you know, what do we do together? We eat. So,
sure.
you know, we hang out together. She says, you know, we had her niche. She says, we should go and work out instead of eating. I said, you know what, Amen, I'll drop you off at the gym and we'll go eat and come back and pick you up.
I always say to my girlfriend too, I'm like, you know, we should do something else. And we try walking. It's like, oh, never mind. Let's just go eat or whatever. It's so funny. Oh, it cracks me up.
So I do admit that I totally love food, but, you know, being healthy is really, really important. And I have a lot of people depending on me, you know, a lot of families, you know, eating because of my business. And, you know, I need to make sure that I'm taking care of myself, you know,
to the best
for them
yeah.
as well.
What
yeah.
a cool, you know, this is, we've got like 8 minutes left to talk with you. And I'm wondering if, you know, we're off a little bit on a tangent, but I think it's a good one. And I think it just speaks to all the things that you're going to do in this world. Cause I'm curious. It sounds like you have so much. I'm still wondering where the beauty part comes from, the love of all this stuff. I get the problem-solving part, and I get how smart you are. I mean, you can clearly pick up on how brilliant you are. But where's the,
yeah.
all the beauty coming from? All the interest in all the different beauty things, lip gloss, brow, you know, where's that coming from? Because you almost sound beautician-like.
Well, I'm girly, you know. I'm girly. Just because I don't wear makeup every day, you know, I don't really have the occasion to. But I, you know, every woman wants to look good. And, you know, when you do your makeup and your hair and you look in the mirror and you go, wow, I look hot. You know, you got a certain strut about you that you don't have the rest of the time, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny, but when you think you look good, you go somewhere and everybody tells you how great you look.
Isn't that fun?
And it is fun. And
yeah.
so, you know, for me, hey, if I can make people look good, I can make people feel good. And, you know, beauty for me is a way to do that. I'm a servant. You know, I like to do things for other people. And, you know, I think I'm put on this earth to bless others. And so that's what beauty is about to me. You know, yeah, I want to look good. And a lot of the products stem from solving my own problems. but I think, you know, in the end, the business itself has taken on its own life because that's what it's about. It's about making people look good so they feel good. When you look in the mirror and you think you look good, you feel good. And if you look in the mirror and your teeth look great, you're not going to be afraid to smile. And, you know, that's something you never know what a smile can unlock.
Oh, yeah. Smile is the most wonderful thing. You see people when they think they have bad teeth, they don't smile. And you wonder, well, I wonder why they're not smiling. They've got such friendly eyes or a friendly face or something like that. And if you had a conversation with them for even like 5 seconds, they'll probably say, oh, it's because I think my teeth are brown or my teeth are crooked or I've got a – it's very interesting why people don't smile. It's not generally because they're not happy. It's a lot of times because they're embarrassed by their teeth.
Yes. But, you know, some days when you're not having the greatest of the day, if you can force a smile for a little while, it will make you feel good. Mm-hmm. So, I've had customers whose teeth that I've whitened that literally have had to pick up their lips to show me their teeth because they physically can't. They're not in the habit of smiling to the point where they just can't, you know, show you their teeth by making a smile. And, you know, when you can make somebody like that feel better mm-hmm. about the way that they look, you know, it just makes it all worth it. And
yeah.
I get so much positive feedback from people all over the world, you know, every single day that, you know, that's what drives you to keep going and to keep innovating.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a gal on our show, a frequent guest. Her name is Michelle Phillips, and she wrote the book, The Beauty Blueprint. She has a show on Hay House, but she goes on my show, I go on her show and stuff, and she's a celebrity makeup artist, and she did Condoleezza Rice's makeup for the convention, you know, just that kind of level of makeup artist. And She always says that when somebody sits down in her chair, like no amount of makeup or brow help or teeth whitening or anything will help unhappy, deep down unhappy. Do you agree with that?
I tend to, but I really think that's such a small, bit of the population, because there's people who can be happy for someone else, and there's people who are always looking at what someone else is doing or what someone else has, and find a way to be unhappy about that.
Right.
And I think, you know, those are people that really need a soul, work to their soul more than they need work to their face. And, you know, sometimes those are people who are very physically attractive, and sometimes they're people that are not, you know. I always tease my boyfriend because he's a 10 plus, and I'm not just saying that, but he's a 10 plus. But usually the really good looking ones are a lot of trouble. You know, they're a lot of work.
Aren't they? Fair note someday
and
on that one. Oh, my gosh.
He's not like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think that.
Can I quote you on that? Can I send that out on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
I won't.
No, the pretty ones are always,
they make me laugh.
Oh. But, you know, sometimes there are people who are very physically attractive, and sometimes there are people who would be physically attractive if they didn't have the attitude to go along with it.
Yeah.
And I just really think that life is too short. You know, I don't remember the last time I shook somebody's hand. When I meet them, I hug them, because they're a member of my family.
So
why? You know?
Oh, isn't that funny? I'm a hugger. I sometimes have to, like, preface my hug with, I'm a total huggy buggy, so I'm sorry, I'm going to hug you, not shake your hand. And people get so freaked out. Especially here on the East Coast, it cracks people up. It's like, wow, she just hugged me. Oh, that's funny. Another hugger. That's so cute, isn't
you
it?
You just never know when that's going to make someone's day, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it does, because someone's nervous about being around a group of people they don't know. And,
yeah.
You know, you give them a hug and all of a sudden they feel comfortable. So, you know, like I said, I think so much of it just really does come from the inside. And, you know,
well,
because everybody's beautiful.
Well, you shine through, and I've got to tell you, it has been so wonderful having you on with us today. It's been just such a blessing to start to get to know you. I can't wait to just keep getting to know you, because you're just such a cool person. And I know everybody on the Best Ever You Network is blessed to be able to hear you talk for an hour and learn about all the wonderful products and your company and a little insight into your life and attitude and things like that, because you just have such a wonderful attitude about you. And attitude.
Oh, you are
life
so great.
So, yeah, really exciting to meet you. Thank you, Anthony Turk, for introducing us. And I look forward to the two winners. We'll see who's going to win your celebrity gift bags, because that's really exciting. And thank you for that. And
send me the information.
Yeah, I will. We'll get everybody going and to your Facebook page. We'll do some social media blasts surrounding that to our network and so forth. And let me just go through your website one more time. It's Whitening Lightning. Let me spell that. WHITENINGLIGHTNING.com. And then I'm going to spell out the Twitter, because everybody loves Twitter, and this might be kind of hard to find. It's WHITENINGLTNING. So the lightning is shortened to LT instead of all out. And then
where did the hour go?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. And let's mention the lip gloss thing one more time, because that Color Your Smile lip gloss, I know that's not your key product. I know the Whitening Lightning and the Booster Kit is, but that's such a cool cause. You can get the lip gloss for 50% off, and then if you enter Pink50 on Jennifer's website, they'll donate $1 to breast cancer awareness and research and so forth. So that's great. And I hear a little doggy barking in the background, so that's code for we got to go. I love doggies barking in the background. Mine has got her nose pressed up against the window to my office, like, let me out already. That's funny.
Elizabeth, you're amazing. Thank you so much for having me, and we most definitely need to hang out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I look forward to knowing all about you, and we'll go there as we keep going through life. So congratulations on all of your success, and keep doing it. You're making the world a better place for sure, and all these people's lives. You're a life changer, so very, very, very nice to meet you, and thank you again, Anthony Turk. And we're going to close out, and let me see, who have we got coming up? We don't have a show, I don't think, on Tuesday. I think our next show is September 20th with Pina DeRosa coming up. She's awesome. You will love that show. 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, take care, everybody. We will see you again next Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.